when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is Man for Woman. I was the guy who caught my wiener in my zipper. Wow.
Already there's a picture painted.
I had just finished eating, was waiting for the check, and had gone into the restroom for a normal pee. But was immediately startled by the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door, screaming, "Out! I have to go! Out! For the love of God, come out! It's happening, please!"
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That got me so worked up. And before I was finished, and because your kicking started splintering the door.
Holy cow!
I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my wiener up in the process.
Oh, I mean, I don't have one of those, but I can imagine how.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh, that was an emergency.
Yes, it was.
Oh, wow.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That's a bonding experience you're not going to share with anybody else.
A traumatic bonding experience.
Exactly. That's how they have to be together. Yes.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Do you think she noticed? It didn't sound like she noticed.
I mean,
she was in a hurry.
How many guys zip up their wiener in the bathroom when you have an emergency?
I don't think she was aware of much around her. It's what I'm thinking. I'm guessing.
Oh, shoot.
I'm guessing.
All right.
All right.
We hope the best for them. It's
okay. Craigslist Missed Connections. I'm going to say this one also paints a picture from the get-go, and there's a sketch.
Okay,
that helps.
All right.
So the title is, "Did you leave a prosthetic leg on the bus this morning? Woman for man."
What?
So, yeah, it's a very narrow audience for this one.
Yeah.
I found a prosthetic leg wearing a cowboy boot on the the bus this morning.
Stop it. Stop
it. It's wearing a boot. Okay. So, I found a prosthetic leg wearing a cowboy boot on the bus this morning. I'm not sure what brand the leg is, but it's... Are there brands?
I don't know.
But it's only the shin and foot portion, and it's not mechanical looking.
Oh.
Rather, it looks semi-real, almost like it could be from a giant plastic doll or something. Now, I hope you don't mind, but I went ahead and tried the boot on.
Oh, my gosh.
Magnificent.
Oh, my gosh.
At first, I wondered why a prosthetic leg user would have purchased such a comfy boot. But then I figured, well, you probably have another leg and foot that actually work, and they probably really appreciate that cushion and arch support provided by these boots.
Oh, my gosh.
I really hope I can meet you and ask you more about your condition. Like, do you get charged half price for pedicures?
Shut up. Shut up.
Do you think they'd charge me full price if I went in for a pedicure with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, I really want to give you your prosthetic leg back because I imagine that you're probably hopping around. Or worse, forced to wear a makeshift paper mache leg. Or worse, forced to wear a thick tree limb like a pirate.
Arr.
Hopefully we can meet for lunch sometime and I can give you your leg back. Oh, and please only respond if you're attractive. You see, there's this fantasy I have, like a modern-day Cinderella, where I finally meet the owner of the leg and he turns out to be a charming prince. Well, maybe not a prince. I want you to be a sexy cowboy war hero. That'd be really romantic for you to sweep me off my feet in some cafe downtown.
Oh, wow.
And then we'd both fall over because your makeshift tree leg wouldn't be able to support both of us.
She's painted this picture very fully.
Okay. We'd share a laugh. I'd kiss you on the cheek and then reattach your professionally made prosthetic leg for you.
Oh.
Based on how breathtaking your prosthetic leg is, I can only imagine that you're incredibly handsome.
Oh.
I would have taken a picture of the leg, but I didn't. So I did the best I could sketching it. Please know, this is in no way as amazing as the real thing. So let's meet so I can give you back your leg and send this love story to another level.
By the way, we've tweeted out that sketch if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
I mean, it's spot. I think you can really, like, she tried to capture, like, some muscle definition, but also the bone sticking out the top is a really nice touch.
It is.
Just to show you, this is where it attaches.
Okay, so, you know, look, whether the love of your life is pounding on the other side of the door or whether you're holding his prosthetic leg in your hand.
Yeah, he's going to want that back for sure.
Yeah.
I'm confident about that.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
But contact me only if you're attractive.